Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on economic issues and signature industries in the Commonwealth. I'm Alan Lytle. The holiday season is in full swing. Christmas will be here before you know it, and lots of folks may have a bourbon lover or two on their list. So who better to talk about gift ideas than the editor-in-chief of the Bourbon Review, Justin Thompson. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
Quite well. And, you know, I understand you're going to give us a few ideas for gift giving as far as bourbon is concerned. Let's talk first about some special bourbons that are available right now.
Sure, Alan. I mean, I know there's a lot of folks out there scouring the stores looking for Blanton's and Weller and even Pappy. And all those are great finds, but most folks won't be able to find those. So there are some still great substitutions out there, and I would say, you know, a lot of folks would think they're equally as delicious. You know, one of those that you could swap out for those other products would be the Michter's lines of whiskey. They have several different bourbons and American whiskey and even a rye out there that's usually fairly readily available. Will put you back somewhere between $40 to $50. That's just a good substitute there for if that person out there just needs blends or needs a bottle of whiskey, and that's in the $50 range. I definitely would recommend looking at Michter's. Recently, Elijah Craig Barrel Proof was given a big award, so that whiskey is getting harder to find. But you know, that whiskey came from just the regular old Elijah Craig small batch, and that's pretty much available in every store. You know, a small batch, I believe it comes in at 90 proof. It won't be at the barrel proof, but that's still a great whiskey and a great value. You can get that for right around $30. Another bourbon to find is Woodford Double Oaked. That's personally one of my favorites. It's kind of like Woodford Reserve, except I would say it's a little extra chocolatier. Definitely has a bigger chocolate note on it. The Woodford Double Oaked is usually right around the $45 to $50 price point. One more bourbon to keep your eye out for. It actually was released last year, and but you can still find it on the shelves. It is a limited run. It's from the Old Forester Whiskey Roll Series. It's the 1920 edition. So just make sure it says 1920 on it. And that's the one that's 115 proof. They have a few other releases that came out prior to that are still, you know, really good ones. But the 1920 one, I believe, has been the best one they put out since. If you can't find that bottle of Weller 12 or a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle 15, well, I think all those other bottles would substitute just fine. And, you know, if you can't find a person one bottle, I'm sure they won't complain if you buy them three or four bottles of something that's their day-to-day drinker. So, you know, we have a lot of great bourbons out there. Just don't get fixated on finding that one particular one. Don't get frustrated if you can't find it. There's plenty out there to substitute for that one.
All right, Justin, what about some bourbon-related gift ideas, if not the bourbon itself?
Yeah, there are a lot of fun things out there that are bourbon-centric. There's some vintage bourbon cufflinks out there. An artist by the name of Jason Woodward puts them together. He finds these old vintage advertisements and labels and makes these cufflinks out of them. If you got the Dapper bourbon lover, that would be a great gift for them. There are two or three bourbon maple syrup companies out there. One that we're really fond of is Watson's. They get their maple syrup from Minneapolis or the Minnesota area, age them in a bourbon barrel for around 6 months, and then it definitely takes on a lot of that, you know, sweetness and vanilla flavors and a little bit of the oakiness into the maple syrup. So, you know, if you wake up Christmas morning and want some bourbon-style pancakes, keep that in mind there. There's also some other fun gifts out there, like bourbon socks. There's a couple of companies that put those out there, so a good little stocking stuffer or even stocking maker out of those. Plenty of fun little bourbon items out there for folks to get if the liquor shelf is already full of bourbon.
All right, our guest today on the business side has been Justin Thompson, the editor-in-chief of the Bourbon Review. Our complete conversation and other helpful gift-giving tips are available at WUKY.org. Happy holidays to you, Justin.
Cheers, Alan.